Dear White Way listeners, good morning. My name is Nancy Shimamoto, and I am a member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple. What an honor, a new decade and another opportunity to be your lay speaker on the White Way. Thank you for tuning in. As I began thinking about what my topic might be for today's talk, I heard this heartwarming song called At This Table, sung beautifully by Idina Menzel. The lyrics go like this. Listen carefully. At this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everyone is seen. At this table, everybody matters. No one falls between. At this table, you can say whatever. At this table, you can speak your mind. At this table, everything is forgiven. There's enough for everyone. So come as you are. Remember that the door is always open. The perfect gift that you can bring is your heart. So come, come as you are. At this table, there will be no judgment. At this table, mercy has a seat. At this table, we are all sons and daughters. There is no place I'd rather be. At this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everyone cares. At this table, everybody matters. So, come, pull up a chair. End of lyrics. So please pull up a chair as I spend the next few minutes with you talking about being at tables. Think about it. A table is an inanimate object, yet it is such an important part of our lives. It occurred to me that this table, whether it's in your kitchen, dining room, conference room, or social hall, has a way of bringing families, friends, co-workers, committees, or temple members together. Tables are where we gather to share, eat, listen, teach, laugh, plan, problem solve, work, make decisions, and above all, create memories. No matter when or where around the world, people gravitate to tables. The dining table is the grand central station of homes. It is the heart of the home. For many of us, our best memories took place at the dining table. We remember feelings of comfort and warmth in knowing that mom was busy in the kitchen making our favorite dishes and would soon be serving them at the table. Even today, certain smells ignite memories of mom cooking and the home-cooked meal laid out on the dining table. Where I grew up, in a humble, ramshackle coffeeland house in Kona, we call the dining table our kitchen table, or kaukau table. Kaukau, as most of you know, is a Hawaiian pidgin slang word meaning food or to eat. Our young ears were alert and eager to hear mom calling out, "Kaukau time!" No matter what we were doing, we would all rush over to the old rectangular wooden table in the kitchen. We thought it was fancy because it was covered with a designed plastic tablecloth that my mom used to change at the end of each year. If you can visualize, we did not have individual chairs around the table. Instead, there were wooden benches on either side. If we sat on the bench that was on the side of the wall, you could lean back. But as children, we were warned not to lean back on the other bench, for we might fall off onto the floor. We all wanted to sit with Dad on the wall side. There was no fancy chandelier or covered light over the table. Instead, from the ceiling, there was an exposed electrical cord from which hung a single bare light bulb with an on-off pull chain. Sometimes after dark, tiny gnats, bugs, or moths would be attracted to the light bulb. I remember a contraption that my dad worked on to trap the little flying bugs so they would not fall onto the food. He hung an old glass jar with just enough water in it from the ceiling and placed it around and under the light bulb. It had to be placed just right, so when the bugs flew to the bulb, they would drop into the water at the bottom of the jar. Ingenious. Of course, today it would be considered a safety hazard. My younger sister and I helped to set the table. At each setting, we placed a small ceramic plate, a rice bowl, and red lacquer chopsticks, all made in Japan. We always had a shoyu container on the table. Mom cooked mostly Japanese food, which we would place in the middle of the table, and as they say today, we ate family style. Being Buddhists, it was customary for my mom to offer the first small serving of rice to our dear Hotoke-sama in our family altar every evening. It was impolite to eat before she was done with that ritual. Before we ate, we put our hands together, slightly bowed our heads, and said, Itadakimasu, or thank you for the food. Kaukau time was when we, four sisters, came together with mom and dad. After a hard day's work picking coffee or studying in school, it was a safe place to unwind, relax, and replenish ourselves. Just being together as a family without distractions was something we cherished. After finishing our meal, each one of us had a chance to share the events of our day at the table, especially when school was in session. We would show and tell about what we learned in school. We talked about our teachers, classmates, new lessons, and activities we were involved in. Mom and Dad were truly interested in what we were learning and doing as their own education ended at eighth grade. Our little sister loved to perform for us on the bench with songs and motions she had learned in kindergarten and first grade. At times, she was so animated that she would nearly fall off the bench. We would laugh and clap loudly for her. Who needed TV, computers, or cell phones? We had our own homegrown entertainment right there at the kitchen table. At the end of dinner, we would say gochisousama or gotsousama, that meant thank you for the meal, or that was delicious, by placing our hands together and slightly bowing our heads. My sister and I would help clear the table and wipe it clean. We helped mom wash, rinse, and dry the many small dishes and implements. We learned to be responsible, respectful, and grateful at an early age. This table also served as a platform where we children learned and practiced lifelong table manners such as wait for others before eating, stay on your seat, sit up straight, no elbows on the table, do not show your bent knees above the table's edge, don't play with your food. Be sure to say please and thank you. Eat your vegetables. They're good for your health. Use the back end of your chopsticks to take food from the main dish. Don't talk with your mouth full. Do not slurp or burp loudly or pick on your teeth. Chew your food with your mouth closed. Eat everything on your plate. Think about all the hungry children in China. I am almost certain that you are familiar with these table manners wherever you grew up and may now be teaching them to your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. At Mo'ili'ili Honganji, one of our shared values is for our temple to be a place where one can find both spiritual and physical nourishment. Members and guests look forward to attending Sunday service in the temple where we are inspired and enriched spiritually. We express our gratitude and reflect as we chant the sutras, sing gathas, listen to Dharma talks by our minister, lay speakers or guest speakers, recite pledges, and repeat the Nembutsu in unison. Following the service, we gather in the annex or social hall where we enjoy a table full of fabulous food for our physical nourishment, prepared and presented by teams of members. At Mo'ili'ili Honganji, food and eating together are very important. We congregate at tables where we have interesting conversations and develop friendships. At this table, we like to sit long, talk much, and laugh often. So as the delightful lyrics state, at this table, we are all sons and daughters. There's no place I'd rather be. Yes, at this table, everyone is welcome. At this table, everyone cares. At this table, everybody matters. So come, come, pull up a chair. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will look at tables with new eyes and remember all the memories created there. Have a wonderful day as you spend some time at your very own special table. Let's put our hands together in Gassho. Namu Amida Butsu.